We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
One, two, three.
This is Talkin' Tech with Teddy. Now, here is your host, Teddy Allen.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. We decided to get two hardworking dudes to meet with us today. Deshaun Hall, number 93. Kiwi Rose, number 94. Welcome, guys.
Well, thank you.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for taking the time. Y'all play at NC State Saturday night, 5 o'clock our time, 6 o'clock East Coast time. How do we feel about the Wolfpack so far, Deshaun?
I think it's going to be a good challenge for us. It's a good team. They got a solid O-line, nice running game. It's going to be a good team, good challenge for us.
Katie, how's it looking? How are they looking on film and all that you've seen?
Yeah, like Deshaun said, it's going to be a good challenge. They look real good, but we're just going to have to be consistent with what we're doing, stopping the run game and rush the passer on pass.
Katie's from Henderson, Texas. The first game you played, you redshirted 2019, was at the University of Texas, and 96,000 people there.
Yeah.
What do you remember about that night?
It was just electric. I've never been in a situation like that before ever in my life. And just coming from Texas, always hearing about how Texas Stadium is, DKR is, it lived up to every expectation there was.
Yeah, they had a lot of dudes on that team.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They had a lot of dudes. And then last year we opened up at Southern Miss, a dramatic win. What do you remember about that game most, Deshaun?
Catching the interception.
Hanging straight. My favorite play of the year. So describe that play for us.
It was supposed to be a running back screen, and a ball got tipped by Milton. Milton tipped the ball.
Okay, Milton.
I ran the catch. I caught me an interception.
It was really supposed to be my interception, but I was right there beside him. Okay.
He didn't want it bad enough, so I went grab.
Yeah.
These, of course, are two of our defensive linemen. They do a lot of grunt work. Deshaun took that ball back 23 yards and returned it. How close were you to the end zone? I'm trying to remember.
I think I started on the 30, got it across the 50.
Okay. Did they rag you back on the sidelines about not carrying it farther?
They was just happy I caught it. I was happy I caught it.
He was rumbling down the field. It's a defensive lineman's dream, huh? Intercept one?
Yeah,
it's a dream.
Do y'all ever get mad at the linebackers because they're back there making all the tackles and y'all grunting it out? What do you say, Kevin?
I don't think so, because the linebackers got to fit off us. So most of the time we hear from the linebackers because we shed in gaps and stuff.
Sure.
So we don't, if we miss them, then they just clean it up.
Y'all got a pretty good core back there. Tell me about your defensive line, because y'all are always, you know, running fresh guys in and out. Do you ever not want to come out, or is it so tough in there you got to have a breather, Sean?
I'll say that we're blessed to be able to rotate like that. Mm-hmm. Last year, we couldn't say that. Last year, we couldn't rotate like that. We had to play the whole game. This year, we're blessed to have depth, so we can give our all throughout the whole game, and that helps us perform out throughout. We get us a breather, and now I have to worry about a drop-off in performance.
We got a lot of guys doing a lot of work down in there. DJ, Kershawn, the Bell Boys. There's a host of them, and we can run y'all at least 8 deep there, and it makes a difference. Do any of y'all have nicknames?
I got a couple nicknames, but most of them is just Kiki. They call me Kiki. Okay. I don't know why.
Kiki's good. Yeah, Kiki's such a fun name anyway.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what they call me.
Deshaun. Yeah. You're a junior, right?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior from East Ascension. Y'all were 12-3 when you were a senior?
Yes, sir.
What happened in the playoff?
Last second play.
Dadgummit. Who?
John Eric.
Dadgummit.
Safety ran into the ref. Dude just sitting there waiting on the ball, floating.
The safety ran into the ref, and then that's how they completed the pass. Yep. That's tough. Losing the big one in high school hurts. Kevin and them went, y'all had a good 9-5?
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay, quarterfinal appearance, nothing to brag about? Okay.
If you don't make it, it ain't nothing to talk about.
Nah. Well, both these guys played in every game last year, started most of them. They're starters here. Tell us about what goes on in the huddle. Who's the guy who takes charge defensively?
Well,
although y'all don't huddle a lot, like
for us,
what guys used to.
I think the biggest difference between this year, last year, years past, really, is it's not that we have one person talking. It's that we all play that role. We all carry each other. Everybody relies on each other. So if Kiwi says one thing, everybody's listening.
Okay.
I talk, everybody's listening. It doesn't matter who's talking, everybody's listening.
That makes a difference. What about having your hands full those first three games with all those passes? Would you rather face a running team or a passing team?
Yeah, I would say it really doesn't matter. Running or pass, it's still playing the game. Just running a lot of pass plays, you just got to really be focused and dialed in because they're trying to go fast and quick and fast. But it was really good to start out with them first three games with passing because just to get you back in shape and really just
that's true.
Run and stuff. So, it was really good.
You got all your running in for sure. Yeah. What does NC State mostly try to do?
They're a big stretch team. They run the ball. They got some good backs. They rotate three backs, but their first running back got like 300 yards after contact.
Mm-hmm.
That's
messed dude. Up.
And got a left tackle. They got a nice left tackle. He potentially a first round draft pick.
Okay.
They got some good guys. It's going to be a good challenge for us. They're going to try to pound it, and we just got to stop them.
Yeah, I could compare them to BYU, how they run the stretch and do all the play action and stuff. So BYU and UAB, the stretch. So we just got to attack it like how we're attacking them, and we should be good.
I know BYU had huge veteran offensive linemen. I mean, y'all are big guys, but Deshaun's coming in there at 6'3", 246. Is that pretty close?
Yep.
Kiwi 6'3", toting 50 more pounds, 301.
Yeah.
Is there a difference in playing nose tackle, really, and defensive tackle, defensive end?
Yes,
okay,
it's a big difference.
Because everybody, you know, they say, well, they play they're defensive linemen, but there's a big difference.
There's a big difference. I'm going to say from my part, I'm mostly taking on two at a time, so it's just
right you got to have – the heart of the line.
Yeah, you got to have good technique. And you can't mess up. But from him, I feel like he got time to, you know, be more finessed and be just violent and stuff. I don't know.
Okay.
I just feel like it's harder than inside. I just feel like it's harder.
That's his point of view.
Okay. So what's yours?
All right. In my point of view, I got more thinking to do. He right in the face of it.
Yeah, he see everything. I can't see him.
I got a face full of stuff to see. smack the person in front of you.
Every play, that's what he's doing.
Yeah. But see, like you said, I'll give him that. He got to deal with a lot of double teams. Being the interior, you're going to deal with a lot of double teams.
Right.
But then when the pass game come, what happened when the quarterback get out the pocket? Who was on?
Right, the edge guy.
Right. I ain't going to say about the middle guy.
What kind of there's plenty for y'all to do up in there. I know that. What kind of ride are you driving, Deshaun?
Suburban.
A Suburban.
Yes, sir.
God, you're 6'3", 246, but you don't need that much. Are you all the time giving guys rides?
He didn't want them.
What you got, Keith?
I got a track hawk, you know.
A what?
A track hawk.
Okay, is there enough room there for you?
No, I ain't got a track hawk. I got a little Jeep Cherokee.
A dirt hawk.
Okay. Yeah, it's a
dirt hawk.
Yeah, dirt hawk. I got a dirt hawk on the back of it. Yeah, it's a little Jeep Cherokee, but there's enough room in there for me. Just for me, though.
I was fixing to say, is there room for a girlfriend or something? But
that's about it.
We won't talk about winning. Music. I don't know any of the songs that are playing when I go out to practice or before the game when y'all are warming up. Do y'all know all of them?
Yeah, every one of them. I know every one of them.
I'm not going to tell you that. I'm old.
Okay.
Yeah, I know all of them, but yeah, you know.
Because Keith is a young man. He's, of course, it's your second year here. Mm-hmm. Deshaun's third. Who's one of your favorite artists, Keith?
Right now? Probably Rod Wave and Lil Baby. Probably my favorite right now.
Of course, I don't know either one of those. I'm even older than you, Deshaun.
I know who they are.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm old as in age. I grew up with my uncles and my grandparents. I listen to old music.
I'm with you. So what would the old stuff be? Like Gladys Knight and the Pets?
Whenever you hear that old music playing,
that's
my reaction. That's when you ain't no mountain high.
Okay.
That's my request.
You really, Kiwi, should listen to this, man. There's something there for
you. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I listen to sometimes old stuff. But it just depends on the mood.
Okay.
It's practice. I gotta get hype.
I can stay calm. I don't need all that high music. I just want to relax. Relax.
Different strokes. How do y'all get ready for a game? Are you quiet? Are you loud, Kiwi? How do you prepare? When you go back in the locker room after warming up?
I'm kind of a quiet to loud. Like, I'll start the day before. I'm just quiet music. Like, I listen to, like, Beethoven and stuff like that. Like, real soft stuff. And then, like, right before the game, like, right before we go back out, I listen to something, get the adrenaline pumping. Something quick.
Well, keep doing what you're doing. You're playing really well.
Thank you.
But you, Katie?
Yeah, I'm like, quiet. It's just, I got to get all my emotions riled up. And then when I'm out there, I'm just as loud as I can be. It just helped me get focused.
That makes sense when your job is, you know, hitting two people every play.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the honor roll. Congratulations, Keith. What do you want? What are you majoring in?
I'm in business management. Business management.
Okay. Do you know? Have an idea what you might.
Yeah, I want to start on my own business. And I'm just trying to learn on how to manage businesses and get everything together.
We got a great school of business. If anybody out there wants to be a businessman, they'll coach you up here. What about you, Deshaun? Have you thought about what you want to do?
I'm in livestock production right now. That's what my major is. Because everybody got to eat. You always got to feed somebody.
You
got to
eat.
Everybody got to eat. So I'm learning as much as I can about that right now. So I'm kind of in the ag business, livestock production. I'm trying to learn how to produce it at the same time as learning how to manage it as the business side of it while trying to learn how to do the hands-on side of it.
So you're on South Campus often.
Yes, sir.
There's a neat group of people on South Campus.
Favorite place to be.
Love them. Speaking of South Campus food, what do you like to eat, Sean?
I'm from Southern Louisiana, so I like soul food.
Crawfish, shrimp.
I'm not so much seafood as much as collard greens, red beans, smoked meat, barbecue. That's my.
Where you got on cornbread?
Cornbread.
I'm a big cornbread.
I love cornbread. I love
sweet
cornbread.
Or not?
I like mine sweet,
like cake. Yeah. Go steak cake.
I need to make y'all some cornbread. Do y'all have roomies?
Yeah, I have a room, Michael Clark, my roommate.
Michael Clark, he's another guy who's playing
really
well. You got a Remy?
I stay by myself.
You're a loner. Is it because you're so messy, nobody would room with you? Nobody likes you?
It's the opposite. I don't want to deal with nobody else's mess.
Right. Okay. Who is the best player y'all have played against?
since you've been here?
I've been here, I would say I have to give it to the Houston Baptist quarterback.
Really? He was very good.
I can't remember his name exactly. If I seen it written down, I could tell you.
Right.
That was the best quarterback I ever played.
He was good.
He made plays.
I wouldn't say against. I'd say with probably Milton Williams.
Who?
Milton Williams is probably like the just every day seeing him work. It's the stuff he do is just crazy. Like I've never seen a person do that.
Well, y'all are picking up the slack where Milton left off. He's of course playing for the Eagles now, and he's a real hard worker. Yeah. And it was men against boys sometimes last year.
Yeah, for sure.
He just went crazy. really not a great guy. Lived with his twin sister, and we wish nothing but the best for him. Who's crazy on our team, and who's like funny, like to make you laugh funny?
Make me laugh funny? Oh, they got DeMarcus Gordon.
DeMarcus Gordon, yeah, definitely. Him, Smoke.
Smoke Harris.
Zeno.
One of our older guys, cornerback.
We're going to miss him.
Yeah, good dude. I went to school with his dad 1,000 years ago. So pound for pound, I guess, that Smoke's the littlest, he would be the funniest at 5'6".
Yeah, he talks too much.
Does he?
A lot. Just always talk. Yeah, a lot.
Why'd y'all come to Tech? Y'all could have gone to other schools.
My reason for coming to Tech, I was just close to home, and I wanted my people to come to my games, and I wanted to see them. So,
how long does it take to get to Henderson?
2 hours.
2 hours?
Just right down I-20. So that's my reason.
We had an offensive lineman from Henderson back when I was here.
Really?
Yeah. We called him Old Man. His name is Mike Talaferro, and he already had silver hair when he got here when he was 19. We called him Old Man. What about you, Deshaun?
For me... So coming out of high school, I had a good bit of offers.
Yeah, TCU, Wisconsin.
But what made me choose Tech was that I seen it as college football is a business, and I was like, where can I do the best work? Coming to Ruston is not a big party town. All I really have to do is come to football, go to school, and work. That's all I really have time to do. And coming out of high school, I was never really a party guy or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's not a problem. It's a perfect place to work. And Coach Sloan is probably one of the best recruiters you'll ever meet.
Yep.
He know how to get the job done. Yep. And he was truthful with everything he said.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Kevin, did you think about going anywhere else?
Yeah,
I thought about it.
Yeah, I thought about it. It really just came down. I was really like the last one to sign because they was working on me for so long. So I was going up and down about it, but I made this choice. So we're here now and feeling good.
People don't realize how hard it is, because you're 18 years old and you just kind of figure stuff out. What am I going to do?
I'm probably most stressful time of my life.
Bless you.
Definitely.
I'm glad you came here. They love you. You too, Deshaun. And Trey Baldwin said the same thing as you did. I remember talking to him last year about coming here, and he said he finally figured it out. I go to school. I'm not getting in trouble. It's far enough away from Houston where I'm not having to go home all the time, and I can get work done. And there's another guy who saw the end of the line. He kind of kicked it up a notch from last year. Anything else y'all want to say before I let y'all go to the fans?
Thank you for the support.
Yeah. Keep coming out. Pack the Joe.
We got NC State Saturday, then an open date. Then who do we play? Oh, then we have to go to
ODU, huh?
UTEP.
I think it's UTEP. Then we'll be back home.
All right.
So if you miss the first three games or the last three at home, there's still a lot more ball. Make sure when you come out, root for number 93, Deshaun Hall, and number 94, Kevie Rose, because they're going to be – leaving it all on the field for the Dogs. Thanks, guys.
No problem. Thank you.
Until next time.
See ya.
You've been listening to Talkin' Tech with Teddy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig.
Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.